is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Last week, we had the chance to talk with the folks at Agriland FS about some of their upgraded chemical facilities that they have around the state. Today, we're going to continue those conversations with the folks at the Tama New Century FS location. That's Dan Hart. We'll have that featured conversation with Andy Peterson coming up next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your Soy Checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? Learn more about the innovative uses of soybeans at iasoybeans.com.
And here now is our featured conversation with Andy Peterson talking with Dan Hart of the Tama New Century FS location.
Well, last week we talked about expansion of chemical sheds and services to help enhance the speed of mixing and other services with our friends at New Century FS. And Dan Hart has one of those facilities in Tama that we can talk about. Excited to get a look at this thing, hear about this thing. As Dan, those windows for application don't ever seem to be getting any wider.
No, it seems like farmers today can plant, you know, faster, and it requires us to be, you know, to increase our speed and scale as well to keep up with them.
So tell us about this new facility.
Sure. So back in December of 2019, New Century FS acquired the agronomy and energy assets of Mid-Iowa Co-op. And with that, we brought on a lot of new business and kind of flooded our Albion location. We have a chemical shed there as well. So we saw a need to increase our chemical loadout capacity and decided that the central Tama County area was a much needed area to build a facility.
Mm-hmm. And so the project is now complete. What all does that new facility feature?
We have it was a greenfield site there. Just we're a half mile east of Mid-Iowa Co-op, north of Toledo, and the Van Wall dealership there. So we're 7 miles north of Toledo and a half mile east. We have a state-of-the-art chemical loadout facility featuring Kaler automation. We have a fast stop, a 24-hour fueling station there. We also have 350-ton of anhydrous ammonia storage and 96,000 gallons of LP storage there as well. We consolidated all there on that 18-acre project there.
Talk to me a little bit about the Kaler automation that you mentioned. That's mixing technologies, I understand it, right?
Sure. So it provides us with an automated way to capture all of the state certified weights on all the chemicals that we sell and all the liquid fertilizer that we sell through our system through mass flow meters. And they provide an automated way to do that. And it really speeds up our efficiency of the loadout process and keeps the chemicals out of the hands of the people that are doing it. So it creates a safer environment for that as well. Sure. I mean, we're really counting on that facility to be increase our speed and scale in Tama County and enable us to apply faster for our farmer owners there.
You can find the full conversation at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.